though it can be hard to admit sometimes. Hard to ask for help. Hard to admit that it is a team effort to make it through this life. I'm reading a little history of philosophy right now and have just spent a little time with Voltaire again. Anyone, not a contest, but anyone else ever forced to read Candide in high school? Some of you out there, many of you, okay. If not, I encourage you toward it. A fine comedic exploration of the meaning of life and of suffering as Candide, our hero, in pursuit, endless pursuit of his true love, endures a horrifying array of sufferings accompanied along the way by his dutiful, if perhaps not at all helpful, companion, Dr. Pangloss, who says of everything, no matter how bad it gets, well, it's still the best of all possible worlds. He's a philosopher. That may be why he's of no use. Of course, I myself am a bit of a philosopher or a theologian. I consider it something of a curse. And I wonder sometimes, as I did again after remembering Voltaire's lessons, why I make my life so complicated in that way. My mind turned to the Dalai Lama, who surely has what must be the equivalent of 3 PhDs in Buddhist studies, one of the smartest and wisest people I know, who after all that learning and all that study says in the end, very simply, my religion is kindness. And so too, at the end of Voltaire's Candide, after all of these sufferings and wonderings about the world, the very final line, Candide's wisdom, as Dr. Pangloss asks him, what shall we do next? He says, we should cultivate our garden. Just that. My religion is kindness. We should cultivate our garden. We've got these great big brains, but in the end, such simple needs, really. To comfort each other when we mourn, to lift each other up when we stumble, to see the reflected smile and laughter when we celebrate, to have gentle hands prepare us for the journey. Now we're talking today, as we have been over the last few weeks, about yet another facet of our mission. You heard it earlier when we read our covenant with our new members. It's celebrating life. Ha! Couldn't remember it for a second. I got it, though. Empowering people, caring for one another, and helping to build a better world. But before we proceed with number 3, I have a confession to make. The actual mission that the congregation voted on before I got here read, caring about one another, which I decided just weren't enough. And so for the last 6 years, without asking your permission, I changed it to caring for one another. I hope that's okay. I mean, if you want, we can have a big meeting and have a vote and that sort of thing. We could even take it up on Sunday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. It just struck me that although the heart was in the right place with caring about one another, what would not be in the right place if we left it there were our hands and our bodies. Because I can care about you without ever necessarily having to do anything for you. And although we have to begin with the heart. In the end, if this community is to be alive, we must be doing real things for each other. Visiting, calling, cooking, lifting, shaking hands, hugging. It means we have to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Now, that's easy to say. and the world is filled with need. And all of us struggle. So an ongoing challenge as we face this part of our mission is to be honest about what we can and can't do. Although to not let ourselves off the hook for what we might do. It's just us folks. We have just the resources that we do, though we're always trying to grow that. There are things that some among us may need that none of us could fulfill. Massive debts, the need for a job. There is grief that in the end can only be borne alone. I feel that tension and frustration myself frequently as your minister. I cannot intimately know every person in the congregation any longer. And although I used to love baking up lasagnas for people, now that work must be done by many other hands, by our Caring Connections web. I do want you to know, though, that I am never too busy to see you in a time of crisis. And it has pained me greatly to learn of miscarriages suffered alone, of hospital stays that I only learn about when you're out, of times of crisis that are born alone. We do have resources here that can help, and I am one of them. And one of those things, for example, is the minister's discretionary fund, which you all put money into for me to help our members in need. That's one reason membership matters. So we acknowledge there are some very concrete problems that maybe we cannot fix, but does that mean there is nothing we can do for each other at such times? Or does it mean that every one of our needs cannot be met? The answer, of course, is no. Particularly since I'm increasingly convinced the greatest gift we give to each other in times of real struggle is one of genuine presence. It's one of open-eyed, open-hearted willingness to be with someone in their suffering and to not say, oh, I guess it's the best of all possible worlds. Sometimes the best thing to say is, that sounds horrible. Honesty and presence. And I want to put it to the test and see if you will agree with me. I want you to find a partner right now, and preferably not the person you slept with last night if you happened to bring them to church with you this morning. You spouses, turn the other way from one another. I want you to find a stranger in some way to you, and I'm going to ask you, in turn, to first be vulnerable and then to simply listen in your order. And I'm going to give you each 1 minute, 1 minute to just tell the other person who will say nothing in return, right now in your life, what is your greatest worry? I can tell you I worry about my son, a senior in high school, with the economic landscape that lies before us and a politics that never seems to talk about more than 10 minutes in the future, what will life be like for him? Yours may be even more acute and painful. When it is your turn to speak, speak. And do not expect that that person is going to fix your situation. And even harder, when it's your turn to listen, just listen. Don't feel guilty. Give the gift of your presence. 1 minute each, and if you don't have a partner, wave your hand and you hand wavers connect, okay? And I say, begin. Now switch.